Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Sherry Papini. This is a story of the mother who disappeared and then magically showed back up, claimed that two Hispanic women had abducted her, tortured her for days, even branded her. When she was found, she went back to her husband, rehabilitated, and they stayed together for several more years until the authorities finally put the pieces together and said, "We think you made it all up." And she did. And she went to prison. And now she's out. There's also a new documentary series out on Hulu called Perfect Wife from the perspective of her former husband, Kevin Papini. And it's very, very fascinating to see it from his view and everything that he went through. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us. I know you had a chance to take a look at that. What were some of your takeaways on that shocking documentary?
I was shocked by the degree of her self-inflicted injuries. And it was just, you know, I had followed the case a bit, and I knew she came back bruised, and we heard about the brand. I was thinking something tiny, but those burns were huge,
yeah,
on her back. And it really, to me, showed the depth of her personality disorder. Mm-hmm. We can talk. A lot of people have been saying, "Boy, she's crazy." So the question comes up: is she mentally ill?
Yes.
Mental illness is something that any of us, any normal person, can acquire. Mental illness. We can become depressed. We may, you know, develop an anxiety disorder. People can have trauma, develop PTSD, but mental illness is something that any normal person can acquire. Mm-hmm. Personality disorder is who you are. And that means in early childhood, you developed in an aberrant way and you move through the world very differently from the rest of us. And so I can't officially diagnose her, of course, without meeting her, but I think we can say with a reasonable degree of certainty that this lady has some very, very severe cluster B personality disorders, which mean officially she's not crazy. She's logical in her thinking, goal-directed. She planned this for months. And to do this to your husband and your children is really, for those of us with normal personalities, something that we absolutely cannot fathom.
And that's a scary thing. Let me ask you this, because I want to talk more about the personality disorder in a second, but can you have the two on top of each other, where you have personality disorder and then mental illness on top of it as well? And are we dealing with that possibly here? I know you can't officially diagnose, but just from what you've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, you certainly can. I have to say, though, I don't see any evidence of something like psychosis or major depressive disorder. So if she has a layered mental illness, it's not apparent, mm-hmm, in her behavior, but the personality disorder is glaring.
Is that because of the being cognizant of what she's doing? I mean, granted, it goes, yes, against the grain of everything that's sane,
yes,
or that will be considered healthy or normal.
Yeah.
But it's calculated. It's as if in her
very
mind,
calculated
what,
yes,
she is thinking. I'm assuming she's telling herself, and it's justified in her mind, as this is not wrong. This is an,
yeah,
okay thing to do.
And that's the thing that makes it, you know, appear that there is not officially mental illness, because of the planning, the degree of detail, the way that she went about this, planning it for months in advance with burner phones and you know, the layers of deception. You know, this was a sane person. She knew what her goal was, as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah. I mean, something like this, let's go way back and then talk more about the actual events when she was gone and those injuries and such. How would a personality disorder like this develop? Is this something that one can just simply be born with and this is just kind of how your mind functions? Or is this something that would be more so kind of out of childhood, out of some sort of conditioning, out of some sort of abuse, things of that nature that would lend it to this way of operating?
Yeah, we're all a combination of genetics, biology, and childhood experiences. With this kind of personality problem, this particular cluster B category, we do think that child abuse and or neglect has a lot to do with it. So you have somebody with some predisposition to vulnerabilities biologically, and then you put them in an invalidating environment as children. Borderline is one of the categories that comes up along with histrionic and narcissistic, and they each have certain negative traits. And I think in this case, this person who would do something like this had the negative traits of all three of those disorders. This probably did have a lot to do with childhood upbringing.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed that, just on the surface, when you look at what her desires were, it was always for attention. It was always validation, trying to find validation. And quite often it seemed to really kind of focus on her appearance, if you will.
Yes.
And that's really what she kind of, I'm going to assume, and this is just my speculation, felt value in. And that seemed to be kind of it. There wasn't a lot of pride in anything else other than how she looks and her playing to the cameras of her wedding photos. I mean, they all look so beautiful and wonderful, but it's kind of one of those where you just look at the photos, even if you take the story out of it, you know nothing about it. I'd almost look at some of those photos and go, something not right there. Like they're a little too perfect to be.
The narcissism really, really did shine in her presentation to the world. And of course, the narcissist is very manipulative and will do anything to keep the attention going. And then when you throw in the histrionic characteristics, and a person that's a less common personality problem, fortunately, but the histrionic person will go big. They will go dramatic. They will go above and beyond and do almost anything, even negative things, to have the eyes on them all the time. And so there were certainly features of that too. And then with the borderline, there's an unstable sense of self. And that's a person who's never really developed much of a core identity, but they role play. And they can appear very, very different depending on their mood at the time. And so many people described her as, super mom and the perfect mom. Well, this was a role she was playing and she got attention from that. But clearly, this was not a person who really cared about her children in a very deep way. It was all superficial.
It was all for look at me. I'm a super mom. I'm a great mom. Give me the gratification of being this image that I want to be. I'm doing really good in this role. And then it's almost like the second that that gratification goes away, it's almost like it's not there for some of these folks. I'm going to think it's like you have it needs to be that constant feeding of the beast. And if it's not there, they got to find it somewhere.
They're a bottomless pit of need, and there's no self there if they're not getting this reflection back from an adoring public.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.